now. Friday morning, fake news. Fake news for you. 4-pack of tickets, dude. That's Saturday night, May 23rd. Said next month, but look at us already in May, firmly. Globe Life Field, Chris Young performing that night. It's all on the line right now. Of course, with Friday morning fake news, where we report three news stories, two of which very true, very actual, factual things that happened on this planet, believe it or not. The other, third, not so much. If you can tell us which out of the three is the fake news story at 817-877-1921, you are good to go, and you're going with that 4-pack to the American Rodeo. All right, Heather Lee, not with us today, so I'll be your dutiful reporter. Thank you. I'll try to do my best. Starting with story
number one,
we go to Baltimore. And the story of a restaurant there, and specifically two diners, two vegetarian customers at this restaurant in Baltimore that complained that there was something horribly wrong with their food. Specifically, wrong with their meatloaf, as it had meat in it. This all happened at the Dairy Inn Diner, located just outside of Baltimore. The two vegans insisted that the menu should specifically state if something contains meat, despite it literally being in the name of the dish, meatloaf. They left a poor review and a poor tip. Vegans ordering meatloaf. Number two.
Number two.
Let's go to Pensacola, Florida. 36-year-old Pensacola man facing unlawful assembly and disorderly conduct charges after he organized a fully structured wrestling tournament in the parking lot of a Golden Corral in Pensacola. Brett Callahan, 36, showed up in the afternoon with a generator, a 16-man bracket, folding table, microphone, champion's belt. He had been planning this since February. Golden Corral had not been informed of this at all, and the tournament ran uninterrupted until the quarterfinals when the manager walked outside, called police. Officers responded, to which Brett Callahan told him, "It's too bad because you've missed the best part of it."
Number three.
And then finally, story number three. M&M's celebrating the release today of the Devil Wears Prada 2 with an all-new M&M color. The milk chocolate candies covered in a blue hue will be called Cerulean. The limited edition M&M's go on sale today, inspired by the blue sweater Anne Hathaway wore in the first one. Devil Wears Prada 2 opens in theaters. There you go. There's your three news stories. Two of them true, one of them ain't. You tell us, 1, 2, 3, which is the fake news story. Who's this?
It's Harold Daniel. I'm in Stephenville.
Harold in the Ville. How are we doing, Harold?
All right. How you doing?
Good. Happy Friday. Is it still raining down there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Keep you inside all day doing nothing?
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's worth a shot. Well, Harold, you're a Hank fan first up here in Friday Morning Fake News. All right. What do you think? You heard the three news stories. What do you think is the fake news story? 1, 2, or 3?
Number two.
That would be the story of the Florida man that was fined for holding the unpermitted wrestling tournament in a Golden Corral parking lot. All right, so let's do process of elimination right here, first of all. All right, so were there two vegans eating in a Baltimore restaurant and mad that there was meat in their meatloaf? Survey says, well, it's an Audio Daily Double.
So this couple came in, and they each ordered the meatloaf. But as soon as I brought their food out to them, the guy started poking the meatloaf with his fork, then goes, "This isn't meat, is it?"
Okay. That is a true story. It is looking good so far, Harold.
All right.
You expect meat to be in your meatloaf.
Right.
Okay. So the last one, Harold, I'm sure you've seen Devil Wears Prada.
I might have. I can't remember.
All right. Do you have any blue sweaters by chance?
No.
Okay, because it would be Cerulean blue. Is M&M's coming up with a Cerulean blue M&M to celebrate the movie? Survey says, Harold, you're going to the American Rodeo. That is a true story. You're right. That gentleman did not try, but you know what? Worth a shot someday in the future. If anybody's listening out there, if you want to start your own wrestling tournament, Go find a parking lot. See what happens. Maybe you'll make the 8:45 segment. But, buddy, you got it right. That's the fake news story. Here are your very real tickets to the American Rodeo.
All right. That'll work.
You can go see that right after you see Devil Wears Prada 2.
Right.
You'll be front row. That's fake news, everybody.